Welcome to our third and final Pod Squad of this year. This is a transition special where we'll be talking to people from different years about their experiences this year. Let's get this show on the road. Now we are going to interview a few people from each year. We'll ask them how their year has been and how they think their current year group has helped them. Also, any useful tips they have for the children who are moving into that year group. Today we have Claire, Aria and Thomas from year 5 and Thrixton, Juliet and Emily from year 6.
What is it like being in year 6?
It's fun and you have responsibilities and amazing time with friends.
What should children expect and do you get any new responsibilities?
You should expect the best of yourself and you get lots of new responsibilities.
What new things did you learn in year 6 that you didn't learn before?
In year 6, you learn many new topics. For example, in maths, you learn algebra, and in English, you learn new punctuation and ways to improve your writing.
Are the rules in year 6 any different from other year groups?
It's pretty much the same, but you have to up your standards, but it's worth it in the end.
What has been your favourite topic this year?
English, because you do different writing topics and you do different punctuations.
Why did you enjoy it so much?
Because you definitely get more freedom in the way you write.
Have you been on any trips in year 6?
Yes, the Imperial War Museum for History and soon coming the residential for year 6.
Which one did you enjoy the most?
The War Museum, because you got to see where people would live, what they would do and where they would go if a war would happen. The War Museum, because you got to see where they would live and what they would do when a war would happen.
What would you say to the children moving up to year 6?
I would say that you have more expectations and rules in year 6, but it is very fun.
What exciting things do they have to look forward to? Any standout moments?
Definitely the residential and production for sure.
Thank you for joining us today, and I really hope you enjoy all the years upcoming.
Hi, welcome. What is it like being in year 5? What should children expect, and do you get any new responsibilities?
I think being in year 5 is quite a good place to be. Children expect to do their work in silence and listen to the teacher and look at the board when the teacher is speaking. And the responsibilities that you are supposed to do in year 5 is read your book every day and practice your times tables and spellings at home.
What new things do you learn in year 5 that you didn't learn before?
Well, following on to learning, we cover new techniques and materials in art, explore the monstrous world of Jumanji, and in history, travel back to 1980s to learn about civil rights and inequality.
Are the rules in Year 5 any different from other year groups?
Well, yes. The Year 5 expectations are the expectations for Year 5 are set much higher because in younger years, you may get 3 warnings, then a down ladder. But it's just, in year 5, it's 1 warning, then you're down. But if you can, listen and focus on the topic that you are learning, it can be one of the funnest years of primary.
What has been your favourite topic this year? Why did you enjoy it so much?
My favourite topic this year is DT because we made plushies and my design was to make Nemo and my final design turned out really well.
Have you been on any trips in year five? Which one did you enjoy the most?
If I had to be honest, it would have to be the London trip to the Portrait Gallery. I enjoyed it the most because we got to draw our own portraits at the workshop, look at other outstanding arts, and even buy a little treat of our own.
What would you say to children moving up to year five? What exciting things do they have to look forward to? Any standout moments?
Something exciting that you're going to look forward to is definitely the trips and topics. They are very fun and I have enjoyed all of the trips throughout this year. And I would say definitely focus more because Year 5 has stricter rules.
Thank you for coming and I hope you have a wonderful afternoon.
Now it's time to hear from Year 3 and Year 4.
What is it like being in year four?
It's brilliant and my teacher is really nice.
What new things do you learn in year four that you didn't learn before?
We learnt about fractions and decimals in maths.
Are the rules in year four any different to the other year groups?
In Scotney, we get to have films at the end of the year and snacks.
In Tunbridge, we as soon as you filled up the crystal jar, we get to do something called Tunbridge Got Talent, where we get to express our new, amazing talents.
What has been your favourite topic this year?
I would say art, because you do like 3D hand printer and you do colouring and like that.
Have you been on any trips on year four?
Yes, I went to the athletics trip and also Canterbury Cathedral.
What's your favourite part of that trip and why?
My favourite part of the athletics trip was that we got to meet famous athletics people.
What would you say to the children moving up to year four?
Well, I would say that learning gets a bit trickier, but you just need to persevere in what you can do. And if you can't do something, you can always just tell a teacher. But other than that, it's a really fun place to be.
What is it like being in year three?
I think year three is brilliant. Our teacher, Miss Dennis, is really kind, so is Mrs. Nash.
What should children expect, and do you get any new responsibilities?
Well, I'd say we get a couple more responsibilities because in our class we have classroom jobs and we have to do them without being asked.
What new things did you learn in year three that you didn't learn before?
I would probably say fractions, and they're quite...
Are the rules in year three any different from other year groups?
Well, yes and no, because in year three we have special expectations because of our teacher. She's quite new and she expects probably a lot from our class.
What has been your favourite topic this year and why have you enjoyed it so much?
I like doing art because we've been making ourselves and at first it was very tricky but I like doing the water painting.
Have you been on any trips this year? Which one did you enjoy the most?
We went to Wakehurst I really liked it because we got to make things with the leaves, and there was a toffee tree that the leaves actually smelled like toffee. And we've just started going swimming, so that one's been my favourite so far because I learned how to swim.
What would you say to children moving up to year three, and what exciting things do they have to look forward to? Any standout moments?
Well, I would probably say watch out for the trip to Wakehurst. Although I wasn't there, I can tell it was really fun, and we all got special tickets there that we didn't have to pay for.
Thank you for year three and four for coming and sharing all that information with us. Now let's hear from the young residents of the school. What's it like playing on the big tree?
It's very fun in the big tree.
What's your favourite topic in your art?
Shark topic.
What's your favourite shark?
A hammerhead shark.
Nice. What's your favourite subject?
Playing with my friends in PE.
How has it been in year one?
It's been really good. I liked maths the most.
Where did you go on your school trip this year?
To Hastings.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
What was your favourite part?
Dipping our toes in the water.
What was your favourite part of your class assembly?
Putting the pizzas together.
Why was it your favourite part?
Because I love pizza.
What has been your favourite topic in year one?
Painter fiction water.
Hi, year sixes. Today we are going to interview you about how you are feeling to go into year seven. First question.
What things are you excited about for the year six projection, and what things do you think you'll enjoy in year seven?
For the year six production, I really enjoy because we get to all like hang out with each other every day. And we get to, like, just have fun, and it doesn't matter if we mess up because we're all just proud of each other for doing it. And year seven I'm really excited for because you'll get to meet new people and make new friends.
What do you think you'll enjoy and dislike in secondary school?
I'll probably enjoy seeing my friends every morning, and then what I probably dislike is probably about wearing a bit of PE because I'm not a fan of PE.
Are you excited for leaving school, or are you sad and you want to stay?
I am happy and sad that I'm leaving because I'm going to leave all my year five friends that I've got right here. But I'm also excited to leave so then I can make new friends and enjoy year seven.
What will you miss most about Coxheath?
Our old teachers that we used to like learn with. If you could choose any year to go back to or go to, what would it be?
Probably year R, because we didn't get to do anything in year R, and it was just really fun because you got to just like learn but not learn at the same time, and it was like pretty fun.
Thank you for answering our questions, year six. Good luck performing your show.
Good luck in your new school and just have lots of fun.
We will miss you. Thank you for listening to our first year of podcast.
If you want to join PodSquad, ask reception for more information.
And for the very last time this year,
PodSquad out!